Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
And I had a girlfriend that used to smoke crack, and she used to get high with me, and we lived together for like 3 years, off and on, in apartments, all of that. But I had to constantly give her some crack cocaine to keep her happy. And I got to the point where I said, hey, baby, I can't give you no more crack because I ain't got no more money to spend on crack. And I think she just got tired of me not buying the drugs for her. And I left one day to go do something on the street, and I came back and she was gone. And I was like, wow, she just really left like that. Didn't tell me bye or leave me a note or nothing. She just packed up all of her clothes, took all of my DVDs and my CDs, and she left.
Money, 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 money.
My daddy was a big shot. He was like a judge. We called him Judge, as a matter of fact. Him and all of his friends, they called him Bill the Judge. And he hung out in some bars with some people that he bowled with. And you walk into the bars and they say, "Who's buying the drinks?" And they say, "Bill is." And my daddy would buy all the drinks. He treated everybody because he was the big shot. He made more money than all of his friends, and he proved it. He wasn't cheap with his money. He always paid everybody's bill. He bought drinks for the women, and he bought drinks for the men. It wasn't a problem. Not a problem at all. Even though when I went to the bar, he bought me beer.
Dream.
My Mustang was the sight for sore eyes. Oh, man, I used to ride my Mustang all over town, and people would see me, and at night I would turn my lights on, my wheels, and they would say, wow, look at that Mustang go. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com. where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything, from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol. And that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
So one Christmas, I got a new bicycle. And my best friend got a new bicycle, too. And so one day, we decided that we were going to ride our bikes to church. And I found out he didn't have a lock for his bike. And I told him, oh, that's all right. We'll lock your bike up out here by the bike rack with my lock. And I'll put my bike in the yard of the rectory. So we went in and we had mass. And we got finished with the mass. And I walked out. And then I walked into the backyard behind the church, and my bike wasn't there. And when I got home, I had to explain to my mother and my father that somebody stole my bike. And they were like, I see you got your lock. And I said, yeah, I know. I'm only in the fifth grade, Mama, so I'm not real smart yet.
Oh,
was in the 11th grade, and I was an athlete. But between classes, I was playing with a yo-yo. That's right. I had a yo-yo. I had a Dunkin' yo-yo. And my yo-yo went with me everywhere. I yo-yoed between classes. I yo-yoed at lunchtime. I yo-yoed on the way home from school. I mean, I yo-yoed all the time. And I got so good at my yo-yo, and I could do three tricks. I could walk the dog, and then I could rock the cradle, and then you did around the world. Yeah, I was good with my three tricks. I was really good with that. And I practiced every day, and I always had my yo-yo with me.
When I was in college, I had a couple of roommates that were from San Francisco.
and I was hanging out in San Francisco. And I went down the street walking, and these girls were waving at me and smiling at me. And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, "Ice, man, I was walking down the street from your house, and there was some girls waving at me." He said, "Those weren't girls waving at you." And I said, "What? Are you serious?" And I saw these group of girls over at the side, and they looked at us and started waving at us and saying, "Hey, come here." And my buddy's like, "No, we're not going over there." And I'm like, "Why not? The girls are calling us." He said, "Nope, they're not all girls." And I looked, and I said, "They all got dresses on." were some girls in my neighborhood that I was real friendly with. And one of them, her name was Londia. Now, she was always home babysitting her little brother, Morris. And she would play with dolls. And I was like, dolls? What are you playing with dolls for? And she says, well, I'm a girl. I'm supposed to play with dolls. And I was like, okay, you got all these little dolls. So what do you do with them? She said, well, they have a tea party. And she said, I got Miss Piggy. I said, okay. She said, I got Barbie. And I was like, okay. You got Kermit the Frog? You got Kim? Do you have G.I. Joe? And she says, I don't have any man dolls. And I said, what? How come you don't have no man dolls? She said, men get in the way. And her brother is sitting there, and he's looking at me like, Gregory, you really think this is fun?
We'll be right back.
When I was 14 years old, my mama bought me a motorcycle. And my best friend, Bernard Holloway, Bernard had a 125 Honda, and his brother had a 175 Honda. So me and my boy Bernard, we would ride up and down the street all in the neighborhood and stuff, and we used to play games. We used to see who could pop the longest wheelie. Well, my boy Bernard, he was riding a four-stroke, and his gears were long. So if he rode in first gear, he could ride the whole length of the block. In fact, a couple of times, he popped a wheelie, and he came down real quick. And I was like, ooh, I can beat that. I can beat that. And I would give it a bunch of gas and pop my clutch, and my bike would jump out from under me, and I'd fall down, and the bike would bounce down the street.
Man, I mean, what's the deal? I mean, what is going on?
Yeah! All you freaks out!
was hitting that weed and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.